And those of you who have a drinking game that every time I mention aliens can drink now. Because ever since that time, we've had, you know, these people who believed that Donald Trump was an alien entity that fed on hate and fear in a kabuki mask that looks human, and that it invaded the planet in order to eat Americans' fear and overreaction and paranoia and everything else, and then to flee to Venus using secret tunnels that run under the White House once the emotions are gone. And so if the hate started to die down, the entity would do something to gin up the hate again, right? Just to make sure, no, we're never going to have any peace here, by spewing high levels of hate and passion and vitriol into the psychological margins of our society. And anytime anybody made an effort to, you know, overcome this, using his executive authority and his access to global communications and the ability to manipulate world opinion, those people were totally destroyed. So people were questioning whether Donald Trump was a human being at all. Instead, they think that the aliens came down. We had that long-awaited first contact with Earth. And it certainly would explain a lot, including the fact that he seemed to have a hard time talking and didn't have the language skills to actually read. At least not in English. All those things may be true. It's an interesting thought. Nevertheless, he's got his face carved in stone on Mount Rushmore, and his divine prophecy is chiseled into the Statue of Liberty, right? But unfortunately, it's written in Alpha Centaurian, or whatever. So I don't know what it says.